we both got it, and with me, I was like just like a cold, and he just got worse and worse. And just in the end, I called an ambulance. I phoned 111 twice. The first time was a bit like, yeah, he'll be fine. And then the second time, I phoned up, and they took him away in an ambulance. And then the second day, they put him in a coma.
And he's passed a very unenviable milestone, really, of 100 days in intensive care. I mean, that just shows the skill of the medical teams, doesn't it? And what they're able to do. But you were able to see him, weren't you?
Yeah, for an hour, each day.
So can you tell us about that? What's it like to be able to go in now and see him?
It's nice, because there's so many things that have happened that he doesn't know about. So you just talk about him, like talking about the future as well.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking about, you know, relaxing social distancing and perhaps when we won't need to wear face masks. I mean, does that sort of talk concern you a little bit?
Definitely, yeah. It still worries me. It's still just a big worry. And I think people will see it, you know, as it's over and just carry on going back to normal, how it was, well, not a year ago, a year and a half ago, and just carry on like that. But I think life is never going to be normal again, personally. You know, I'd never have guessed what Alan would have, you know, you just don't realise how things can change so quickly.